Hey, Jake. I don't have anything coming. I don't have anything coming out of this.
Okay. You want to put this on here and then put that down to hold it?
Oh, sure. That's an idea. Is it?
I don't know.
It's a good idea.
take this bad job for me. Cause I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. Feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door.
Thank you all for coming. Welcome to Grace Fellowship Church. We've gathered here this evening for a most difficult time to support each other as we grieve and as we share memories of the life of Jacob Reed. For those of you that don't know, my name is Judea Fox. I'm one of the pastors here at Grace Fellowship Church, and I had the privilege of getting to know Jacob. One of the ways that I most significantly got to spend time with him is he would visit a small group that I lead on Sunday mornings. I'm going to share a couple scriptures. The first one is out of the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 23 through 26. Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." And then he asked her, "Do you believe in me?" This verse is encouraging. It means that even though we die a physical death, if we die believing in the Lord Jesus, we have eternal life. And the hope that we have is this, that we get to be with our loved ones again if we too believe. Out of Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 through 9. "On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast, a rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines. On this mountain he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all people. The sheet that covers all nations, he will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. In that day, they will say, surely this is our God. We trusted in him, and he saved us. This is our Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in our salvation. This is a picture in Isaiah, a picture of a feast that all believers in Christ will get to enjoy together. This points to a day when, even though we're hurting today, there's grief, there's pain. We look forward to, a time when we get to celebrate in the presence of the Lord, and these are a faint memory. Father God, we come before you. We ask that your presence, your Holy Spirit, would be here tonight as we remember Jacob, as we celebrate his life, as we share with one another and we grieve and we feel deeply. Lord, I ask that your Holy Spirit, your Comforter, would be with us and that you would show mercy. In Jesus' name. Amen. Eric Byram, the presiding elder, senior pastor of the church, was unable to be here today, but he recorded some memories with Jacob, and I'm going to read those. Jacob Reed was a person that always struck me as one with a positive outlook. Whenever we would get together for coffee, he always was talking about new things he was learning. He always sought to connect with whoever he was with. I appreciate how he was always ready to laugh and smile. He was also an honest person about his thoughts and his life. He didn't overlook his difficulties he had overcome, but also sought not to dwell on them. His heart was to overcome his challenges and to move forward in life. I admire his courage. Jacob and I had a good number of talks about faith and about Christ. He was always open to talk about Jesus and how the Bible related to his life. He also loved his grandmother Dorothy very much and was one of the best grandsons I've known. He would check in on her often and was a great source of help to her. Jacob will be missed. I will miss his smile. I will miss his outlook towards the future. My condolences go out to the family, and my prayer is that God will give you peace and comfort you as you grieve the loss of your dear family member. Reading Jacob's obituary. It is with great sadness that we, the parents Marla and Dwayne Tanner and grandmother Dorothy Fuller, inform you of the death of Jacob Cole Reed. Jacob was 31 when he passed away on March 3rd, 2021 in Mansfield, Ohio. A memorial gathering in honor of Jacob's life will be held at 7 p.m. March 21st at Grace Fellowship Church. Left to cherish his memory in addition to his parents and his grandmother is his brother Justin Reed, step-siblings Sarah, Ashley, Brandon, Angelia, Amber, and Nathan, grandmother Barbara Reed, his dogs Dank and Ellie, as well as many, many friends. Jacob was preceded in death by his father, Steve Reed, his younger brother, Jared, as well as his grandfathers, Rollo Fuller and Richard Reed. In lieu of flowers, the family would appreciate donations of small toys or school supplies, which would fit into a shoebox for Operation Christmas Child. a ministry started by Franklin Graham, which ships packed shoeboxes to needy children throughout the world. Bring a picture you might have of Jacob and any that you would like to share, as well as a story of how you knew him and how he has made you feel. Please come prepared to share fond memories of our precious child. As I said before, I lead a small group on Sunday mornings, and oftentimes when Jacob would attend on a Sunday morning, we were blessed to have him join our group. Jacob always had a smile every time I saw him. He desired to help out any way he could and anyone he could. He had a very positive attitude that was truly contagious. Whenever Jacob saw someone he knew, you could tell by his face that he was excited to see you. He would always greet you so enthusiastically. It made you feel special. The times Jacob joined the small group were a blessing. You could be sure that his special way of looking at things would add real flavor to the conversation. Even though I know it's already been said, I admire the love and adoration he has for his grandmother, Dorothy. We in the Fox Circle group will miss Jacob.
I will introduce myself as Graham, since that is what Jacob called me. And while I called him by his given name, some of you know him as Shaggy. While Jacob's primary residence was with his parents near Lexington and later in Mansfield, he spent several summers in Butler. When he attended church here at Grace Fellowship, he often helped with the church harvest party dressed in an outrageous costume. At least one summer, he attended church camp. At my house, he joined a 4-H club, completing projects related to cooking, gardening, dog obedience, and rabbit care. Attending the county fair was a big deal for Jacob. It was an event that he always looked forward to. But the biggest draw for staying at my house was being in close proximity to his cousins. Whether at my house or their house, they always had fun. On one occasion, Jacob and his cousin Colton decided they wanted red hair. They persuaded Colton's mother to do that very thing. Jacob, being a towhead, ended up with tomato red hair, which lasted for months. His mother was not pleased, but Jacob loved it. In the end, it all came out in the wash. The cousins enjoyed participating in Butler Street celebration, known as Old Fashioned Days. The parade was the big event where participants were encouraged to portray activities of days gone by. Riding on a hay wagon pulled by a tractor was quite exciting for the family of cousins. Each year they portrayed a different character. One year they were pioneers building a log cabin. Another year, they were farmers. And still another year, they were holding a picnic in the park, or should I say, on a hay wagon. The favorite was the year they were skinny dippers in the old swimming hole. They really weren't skinny dipping, it just appeared that way. It sure got a lot of attention. Following the parade, there was always good food at the Fuller House, where the parents of these youngsters brought their best dishes. Activities in the backyard was the final event of old-fashioned days on any given year. The serious side of Jacob included the love of reading. Being a speed reader, he could quickly finish a large book. His favorite subject was medicine. He said he could recall anything he read pertaining to medicine. He had plans of pursuing a career in medicine, had depression that altered his plans. Although Jacob was not my son, I always called him my child. Through good times and bad times, we always loved each other, and I will love and miss him forever.
Wilson? Yep, Thomas Wilson.
Well, Jacob Reed, he's always been a lifelong friend of mine, and known him since before I can remember. The Reed family basically was a fixture in my life since kindergarten. And, you know, I met his brother in kindergarten, Jared. And, of course, Jacob became a friend as well. And I was very grateful to have met the Reeds, and they were very much an important part of my life. And I guess one story I have that was a funny story. We were about 10-ish, and me, Jacob, Justin, and Jared were all going with Marla to the Charles Palm Park on Belleville North Road, and we got Superman ice cream that day. And so we were all pretty jazzed up and went to the park. And, you know, as adventurous kids, we thought we'd go into the woods. And that went good for about all, you know, about 40 steps in, and we were really lost. And we were lost for, I don't know how long, but we were walking around those woods for a long time, and we were just freaking out, worried that Jacob's mom was gonna just kill us when we made it back, if we made it back. And, you know, luckily we made it back to, we finally were walking forever, which is walking in circles in the woods. And, finally found a house, and it turned out to be my cousin's house, actually. So, they began upstairs of looking after us, I guess. And, you know, Jacob was just one of a kind, and he was always had a smile on his face. And, you know, he's always, even if he felt bad, he was always trying to make people feel better. And I just gonna really miss him, and I look forward to seeing him again one day. in heaven. So, thank you.
Next is Toby Klein, if you can come on up.
Boy, your common theme is his ability to put a smile on people's faces. And I know every time I see him, he would be smiling and I would be smiling. He just had that ability. He was warm. I know every time he seen my wife, he told her, "Are you single yet?" He tried. I had to run for my money with him. There were many times that we talked about our testimony, shared our testimony with one another. And he asked me about my personal testimony, and I told him that Matthew 17:20 was quite a big part of my story. And he asked more information on that, and I explained. But Matthew 17:20, and he said to them, "Because of the littleness of your faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you." So faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. And I would say that to him often. And I have one of our messages. He had a struggle of some sort going on at that time, and I was trying to find the right words to say to him, and I said, "Faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains." And his response was, "Faith is something I'm going to cling to. That's my thinking as well. All good things may come in time." And I don't think he realized the power of his words when he would tell people things. And he was so smart. He tried to explain the stock market to me I don't know how many times. I had no clue. He knew what he was doing, but I had no clue. So another part of my life story is I've been a professional wrestler, retired now for 25 years, in which Jacob got to go with me to my retirement match. And I couldn't have thought of anyone else that I would have wanted to be there to see it. In Detroit, Michigan. And we got to talking the road stories on the drive there. It was a long drive. And I was telling him some of the more crazier antics I got into in my wrestling, some of the trouble I got into over my career. And he just looked at me and grinned and he says, "You ever get kicked off of a cruise ship?" I said, "No, I can't say that that ever happened. I can't say that ever happened to me." Well, in 2018, there was an event that was held in Mansfield that shared the testimonies of some people. And I could think of no one better to have their story put into a song than him. And if an artist named Ricky Mitchell could come here for me, please. He had the privilege of meeting with Jacob and making a song about Jacob. Would you like to explain that? "25 years I was a pro wrestler and nobody ever offered to make a song about me."
So I had the pleasure of meeting Jacob about 2 years ago now, and the whole experience was something I had never done before, and I was really nervous that I was going to, you know, be asking someone a lot of personal things and not really be able to know how to talk to someone in From the moment Jacob walked in the room, I knew that wasn't going to be an issue. He made me feel at home from the very start. And we had a long conversation about a lot of what he had gone through and his experiences, but the story that he had everybody in the room kind of laughing at was this story of the cruise ship. And the lessons he learned from it and what he took away from it have been something that have stuck with me ever since. So I will... No, I chose to be here, but I did not choose to stay. I'd be tossed out in the ocean if the captain had his way. Who knew they'd be so sensitive? Empty storeroom shell. I look back now and realize I only hurt myself. Put off the boat. I was put off the boat. And I was put off the boat with a lump in my throat. Said, you're never coming back again. On my forced-hand vacation, in the midst of summer heat, I took the new occasion finally find my feet. How could I take so long to find out what I'd done when I tried to hurt myself? I hurt everyone when I was put off the boat. And put out the boat with a lump in my throat. Said I'm never coming back again. When the bad times return, what I've lost will become what I've learned. And when my vision finally clears, I look forward to my better years. With one foot on the boat, one foot on the boat, one foot on the boat with a lump in my throat. I said I'm finally coming back again.
That was beautiful. Teresa?
Hello, everybody. I have one quick story about Jacob. It's very brief. Marla and I have been the best of friends since first grade. So, of course, there was a lot of time spent with her family, and I did call her house often over the years. And when Jacob was a teenager, he would always be the one to answer the phone. And every time he would have some different accent, pretend to be somebody from another country. So finally I said, who is this? And he said, Ed. I mean, I said, special Ed? So ever since then, to me, he was special ed. So I am reading some things on behalf of Marla. Jacob, aka Shaggy, as you know, had a kind soul. He saw beauty in everyone. He could make you smile and laugh and forget your worries and woes. Jacob loved children, women, and old people. He never met a stranger. He dearly loved his dogs, Dank and Ellie. Behind his smile and kind words hid a lot of pain, sorrow, and depression. Jacob was hard on himself, blamed himself for things that were not his fault. He fought demons every day. We'll miss him always. So in memory of Jacob, Shaggy, we all need to go into the world and make someone forget about their worries, make them smile with a kind word or a gesture, a funny story, or just listen and be kind. When we do this, we're helping yourself as well. It's twofold. We call this Have a Shaggy Day. We're starting a book club, Adventures with Shaggy. These will be children's books. Anyone wishing to be in or a part of this club / adventure, there's an email that we've created. It's called shaggybookclub@gmail.com. Send pictures and stories, ideas, ages, if you have pictures with Jacob / Shaggy, and how you knew him, etc. You can get a copy of the Gmail account as you leave, or the contact information. It'll be right outside the store on a table, little slips that look like this that tell you exactly how to submit your stories. You can also contact Angel Beretta, Teresa Clark Chamberlain, or Marla Tanner. Thank you for coming and sharing memories of Jacob / Shaggy Reed.
If you would care to participate, we're going to recite the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is a very true statement for Jacob, and it speaks of a God and Savior who loves him dearly. And I believe Jacob would want you to know just how much he loves, that same God loves you. This psalm gives comfort because in our deepest, hardest times, it is a promise that God will walk with you. You don't have to be alone. In fact, the word tells us that the Lord understands our pain. He understands our suffering. He went through a lot of it while he was here on the earth. The psalm says that he prepares a table before your enemies. Do you guys know that serving food to a friend is a declaration of peace? What a wonderful picture that the Lord wants to be at peace with us. Psalm 34:18. The Lord is near the brokenhearted and saves the crushed spirit. And Revelation 1:18. I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. Jesus is the one that holds the keys. He was dead, now he's alive. Though Jacob died a physical death here on earth, because of his faith in his Savior, he is alive today, more alive today than he was before. Just one moment, please. The family has invited anybody here tonight that wants to share a quick memory with Jacob or a way that he has blessed and touched you. If you'd like to come up and share that, you can do that now.
Jacob was when we were visiting over at Shelby in the hospital, Dorothy, when you were recovering from your stroke. And we had come in to see you, and Jacob had been with you, and he was in the room, and he was sitting on your bed, and we were all trying to shuffle around. We're all taking turns trying to find seats and sit on the bed with you, and he just had us laughing the whole time and just had us smiling, and it was just such a wonderful time, and it was so neat to know that we were coming to see you, but Jacob was there with you before we got there, and that was just so special. So just wanted to share that. Thank you.
I just want to share what a gift a person like Jacob is. A person who isn't about division between people, a person that sees each person as so special and able to connect and talk with you and look you in the eyes and have a concern about who you are, not be so concerned about who they are. That child was a gift to everyone who met him. And I think that's important to remember, that even though he was here a short time, he really was a great gift. And I'm glad to see that you all are carrying that on, the idea of kindness and gentleness and respect for other people, because that's what we need here. So.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Doug Jackson. Dorothy Fuller is a special, special lady, and her and my mother shared a very special friendship. And over the years, we have gone out to eat. A few times, like maybe like 100 or 200, something. And well, so, a lot of those times, Jacob was with us. And, you know, I'm sorry if I can't nail down one specific memory, but I can tell you so many different occasions where we would go out to eat, whether it was at Roadhouse or we were at Perkins, or that one time we all went to, he came with us down to Columbus. I think it was like a Japanese restaurant or something like that. You know, every time you have a meal with Jacob, you can always count on him to say something wacky, something goofy, and just keep the whole table laughing. And then in later years, I got to work with him. He was in one of my training classes for a good month or so. And you know, the thing that I remember the most is we were trying to do a little lesson where we had to, you know, the class wanted to do like a presentation. And I remember Jacob, he said that he was nervous. And okay, so he got up there and he starts talking and he's going like this, moving. So I walked up behind him, grabbed him and said, "Hey, stand still." And he looked at me and goes, "Are you going to stand there this whole time?" I said, "Are you going to stop moving?" He goes, "I'll try." So I let go. He starts talking. He goes, "Come on back, come on back, come on back." So, you know, every time I got to see Jacob, even after I worked with him, I would see him at Kroger, I'd see him here. He was always just a light and always so, so nice to everybody he met. And I know that he will be greatly missed. And if you guys need something, you just let me know. I love you.
You got to talk to Jay Leno.
I didn't get to talk to Jay Leno.
Neither.
That's awesome.
You know, maybe one of you is thinking, if he just asks me to come up, I'll come. All right, so I'm asking, if there's somebody that's like not sure if they want to share, last chance. Well, family and friends, to those who knew Jacob the best, I am so sorry for your loss. What a wonderful young man, and he will be missed. Will you join me as we pray? Heavenly Father, your son's called the Prince of Peace, and I ask for your peace to pour over this place, and especially over hurt hearts who are missing a son, a brother, a friend, a cousin. Lord, show them your peace, your shalom, your wholeness. Lord, help them in the days to come that they would turn to each other for comfort and encouragement, to remember more enjoyable stories and fun times. But Lord, I pray most of all that they could turn to you. Pray that you'd give them mercy in the days to come. And I pray for good sleep. Lord, we thank you for the life of Jacob. We thank you for the blessing he was to so many. We thank you for the 31 years that he was allowed to be a part of our lives. Lord, help us to remember all these positive attributes about Jacob that we heard about tonight. Lord, that more of us could be a blessing to those around us, that we could have the positive outlook, that we could consider others as more important than ourselves, that we could desire to cheer people up and cheer them on and make them laugh. And we thank you for these things. We pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. This concludes the services for Jacob. Thank you so much for coming.